It's Carl Dukes. It is Jason Lockonfora. Of course, Brian Baldinger, part of this podcast. Like us, follow us, and check us out on YouTube in the Huddle Pod, guys, as we put out new episodes each and every week. We talk nothing but ball. It's all about the NFL. You mentioned it, so we got to talk about it. Because as I said, who's playing better? A rookie? Look, are you willing and able to say right now that not only did the Commanders get it right, but maybe there's a little buyer's remorse with what's going on with Caleb Williams and the Bears? Because just on a quarterback level, Jaden looks so much better. I know there's a lot of issues with the Bears. Offensive line, they hadn't ran the ball well. They did this week. But I'm watching these two guys, and literally last week I went back and I just wanted to see how each guy played. Jaden looks so comfortable, Jason. He looks so comfortable.
I mean, he looks like he should have been playing in the league last year and maybe 2 years before that. Like, he looks so prepped and primed and ready for this. Like, there's nothing about the way he plays the game that makes you think he's a rookie. Like, there's nothing. It's special. Like, we shouldn't take this for granted. Like, we weren't sure if anybody was going to come out and do what CJ Stroud did last year. Like, this kid's doing it, and because of his legs, it's probably even more proficient. The ball doesn't touch the ground. The ball doesn't touch the ground. And, like, look, we can't do revisionist history here. Everybody was saying Chicago had everything set up for the quarterback. And No problem with what Caleb Williams is doing. But outside of Scary Terry, who the hell was talking about anything Washington had? They were talking about DeAndre Swift. They weren't talking about Brian Robinson. Like, they were talking about, oh, my goodness. Now, I know Keenan Allen missed some time, but it's like they drafted a receiver and they've got Keenan Allen and, like, they've got, you know, DJ Moore. Like, I don't know that Washington's offensive line is great, but I do know that Jaden Daniels can certainly diagnose the blitz and be yes, much more ready to adjust to pressure than Caleb Williams looked. Yes. And I do think Chicago's offensive line is dog crap, but that don't tell me that Washington all of a sudden is elite overnight. It's the quarterback, man. And I'm not a Cliff Kingsbury guy. I've taken plenty of shots at Cliff Kingsbury over the years, and they've been warranted. But this looks like hand in glove right now. And if you don't think that was personal, Baldy's guy going back to the desert, emasculating the Cardinals and continuing to score points for all four quarters.
Yes.
On a day where Kyler Murray looked like he didn't really want to play football. Like, I don't know if he was pining for Cliff after their fallout, and they obviously went from buddies to, you know, get this guy out of town. But Kyler Murray was, I mean, to me, like, that's the part of the story nobody's telling here. Like, where is Kyler Murray? What is Kyler Murray? People were ready to anoint him after one game, right, against a broken and completely beat up Rams team in week two. Bro, you're not winning with Kyler Murray. Like, you doubling down on that contract, I'm sorry. Like, I don't buy their offense. I don't buy their quarterback. Like, they probably just need to run the ball, you know, 10 times, 12 times a game with Kyler and 20 sometimes with Connor. And just try to keep your defense off the field and be smart about it. But the dichotomy of watching Jaden Daniels with Kyler's old play caller go out there and just systematically destroy them from the first, literally from the first drive, until they wanted to hang the 40 burger on him at the end.
Yep.
Woo wee. It was night and day. I mean, bet your Commanders overs early in the week, because the numbers are just going to keep coming up. And look, week six they play Baltimore, and that's going to be, you're going to have Lamar and Jaden Daniels on the field. And I think Jaden will hold his own. And like, if Jaden holds his own against that team in that spot, big brother from, you know, 40 miles down the road that always beats the snot out of the Commanders. Like, if Jaden Daniels makes that a football game and keeps them in it, then we might have to start looking a little differently about where the Commanders fit into the NFC pecking order. Because to your initial point, not many people are getting equal or better quarterback play than this. And that can take you a long way. Do I buy their defense? No. Do I think Jane Daniels is going to complete 80%+ of his passes every week?
No.
As teams see him more and they adjust and he faces better competition? No. But I also don't think, Carl, that he's fallen, like he's going to completely crumble or you know, he's going to all of a sudden be ineffective. Like the ball placement, the ability to just feel things in the pocket, like it's not supposed to look this smooth. The first four games of your NFL career. It's
no, man. He's a dude. I love you. You're talking about because it's something that people really may or may not realize. This was personal. This was not business. This was personal. And you said it. You get to the fourth quarter and you're still – they outscored the Cardinals 15-0 in the fourth quarter. They're still trying to just put it on them. So this to me right now is one of – there's three stories, right? One we talked about, Sam Darnold. Interesting. This one is right there. Like, what is this Jaden Daniels thing? And is he the next big thing versus, you know, what we saw with Caleb Williams and all this stuff we talked about? Let me say this about Kyler Murray before we move on, Jace. I've never felt like, okay, and this goes back to high school. You went to high school in Texas. I'm from Texas originally. And I had people telling me, okay, because he's originally committed to Texas A&M when he was coming out of high school. And you say their offense is like, what is their offense? I have to say this. It's always been this way with Kyler. He's been so good at improvising that from even the high school years, if it wasn't there, Kyler will find a way. He gets to college, Oklahoma, Kyler will find a way. He gets to the pros. Think about it. Even with Kingsbury trying to call him plays that give him structure, which is what we're talking about. He just, I'll find a way. I'm improvising. I'm going to run around, throw the ball, and everybody goes, oh, look how great he is. I think this is just part of the problem as to why you should not have invested the money that you did into him, because he's never had that, Jason. He's never had structure where you go, hey, I'm staying in the pocket. I know exactly what my reads are and where I'm going. And this gets back to, unfortunately, that stuff that came out about him not really wanting to work and understand what was going on with the playbook, whether it was fair or not. That's why this offense looks so inept. It doesn't matter who the coordinator is, and he's got a new one. It still looks like Kyler Murray has looked for the last 10 years of playing football.
Well, and, like, he's another one where, like, I don't think it's going to work out there, you know, and I think, you know, Gannon will say, hey, I tried for a couple of years, but, you know, I'm trying to rebuild this defense. And to your point, I need something a little more consistent. I need something I can bank on a little bit more there. You know what I mean? I'm looking for, you know, a Sam Darnold, not a wannabe Lamar Jackson. So, but do I think Kyler Murray in the right hands, once he hits that point where he starts to look at his football mortality, like if he really wants this, Could he be somebody's reclamation project?
Sure.
Like, could he do what Baker Mayfield's finally doing, but maybe even at a higher level? Could he do what Sam Darnold's doing? Like, to some degree, once he's in the right hands and he's at a point in time where, like, everything comes together. Like, I'm not going to give up on his NFL career, but I don't think it's happening for that owner. I don't think it's happening in that locker room. Like, I think that well is kind of poison. Like I don't think this is going to be a redemptive season for the Arizona Cardinals. I think we're going to look at the Arizona Cardinals and say they still got a lot of work to do to compete in that division, you know, let alone the NFL at large. So I just color me very unimpressed on a day where I thought him facing Jaden Daniels and him facing Cliff Kingsbury would bring out the best in him.
I agree.
The Carolina offense against it's a bad Washington defense. It just is. And they were kind of embarrassing outside of Connor running the ball a little bit.
I agree. And we'll see where it goes. Athletically, he's always been gifted, to your point. But does he want to buy into whatever it is that these coordinators are trying to get him to buy it? And he's not done it, guys. He's never done it, at least at the pro level. At college, Oklahoma, I hold up a sign of a face and you throw it to that guy. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something that is close to your heart. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. All right, so here's Aaron Rodgers. What a crap show that was at Denver. I mean, like, you 10-9? Where's this offense that was supposed to be so explosive and Aaron's back? And Jason, come on, man. What's going on with the Jets?
Carl, last year with Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback through 4 weeks, they averaged 4.7 net yards per play, which is an ugly number. Want to take a gander as to what that offense is averaging per play through 4 weeks with the great and mighty Aaron Rodgers at the helm?
It's got to be more, right? Five and a half?
4.8. Last year, through 4 weeks, Garrett Wilson had more receptions for more yards with more touchdowns on 36 targets through 4 weeks than he does this year through 34. Their star number one wide receiver in his prime is seeing less of the ball through 4 weeks this year than he was last year. And last year they were getting, you know, last year he had the worst quarterback ever, right? I mean, it was all Zach Wilson's fault. That's what, you know what I mean? That was the narrative. The fraud head coach and the fraud offensive coordinator. Well, we got saddled with this terrible quarterback, but wait till our guy plays. Like, Breece Hall last year through 4 weeks was averaging 6.1 per carry. With Aaron Rodgers back there, who, oh boy, you're going to have to respect him. And oh my God, they won't be able to stack the box. What's it going to mean for Breece Hall? 3.1 yards per carry. Okay, the Jets are 27th in the NFL in rushing with this 40-year-old grumpy bastard as their quarterback. Like, their two offensive stars have less production with him than they had through 4 weeks with Zach Wilson. And the per play average is identical. When they've played teams outside of their division, they have yet to produce 266 yards in a game.
Wow.
Right? They had the big game on a short week against the Patriots, who they know inside out, who they face twice a year. Like, you look at who they faced. Tennessee, supposed to finish last in that division. New England, supposed to finish last in that division. Denver, supposed to finish last in that division. Like, they've only got two wins, and they should have lost to Tennessee. Like, Aaron Rodgers is throwing 25% of his passes to running backs. That's the second highest total of a starting quarterback in the NFL. Like, Aaron Rodgers is only pushing the ball 20 yards down the field 7% of the time. That's less than half his career average, and it's at the bottom of the NFL. Like, and now he's getting hit. And the right tackle's out, Morgan Moses, so we're playing a kid. And so Aaron Rodgers is going to show that kid up, and he's going to embarrass that kid, and he's going to go out of his way to talk about Morgan Moses at the same time he's bitching about the weather in September after he laid an egg and Vance Joseph absolutely emasculated him and his the guy who rides shotgun in his car, Nathaniel Hackett, right? The fake offensive coordinator and the fake star quarterback got utterly exposed. And it's not going to stop. Nobody blitzed him the first 3 weeks as they kind of see what this thing was. Vance Joseph blitzed him half his dropbacks, and he didn't like it. So what do you think Brian Flores is going to do this week?
Oh.
Carl, the next 3 weeks, they've got the Vikings, the Steelers, and the Bills. They can get after the quarterback. Like, what do you think that's going to look like? Do you think he's going to throw the ball downfield to Garrett Wilson all of a sudden now? Or do you think it's going to be even more chuck and cover? Like, as he gets physically beat up and the toll of travel – they've already been to San Francisco, right? They've already played a short week. Now they're going to London. Then they got to come back from London. You think his legs are going to get stronger as the season goes on? Or do you think at age 40 he's going to continue to get beat down? Like, dude, I never bought it to begin with. And this might be as good as it gets. Like, I don't buy anything about it. Like, talk to a D coordinator who faced them. It's like, you know, you kind of know where the ball's going, right? The ball's going to Breece Hall, and when he needs a play on third down, it's going to Lazard. And, like, maybe he'll chuck it deep once or twice and try to underthrow the ball and try to draw a PI to Garrett Wilson on a go route. But there ain't much of that. Like, how can Garrett Wilson be worse with Aaron Rodgers than he was with Zach Wilson?
Most puzzling thing you said.
Except the quarterback's washed. Like, except, well, yeah, because Aaron Rodgers is washed. And, like, Zach Wilson could at least extend the play to a point where they do something in a scramble drill. And you'll get some of that with Aaron Rodgers, but you're not going to get it nearly as consistently as he once was able to. And he hates the head coach, and that's obvious. And do you think Nathaniel Hackett?
Wait a minute, Jason. Just because he didn't hug this guy,
and they're fighting about cadence and whose offense is it really, and what's the problem here?
There's some dysfunction there. There definitely is.
And you think Hackett's going to figure it out?
No.
And I'm looking at Brian Flores, right? And this is really interesting to me. He owns the Shanahan family tree. We talked about that when they faced San Francisco a few weeks back. But you look at who he's faced. So he gets Shanahan. He gets the master. He shows him up again, right? Then he gets Bobby Slowick, the prize pupil in Houston, completely shuts them down, right? Then he goes to Green Bay, and he gets LaFleur, and that's 28-0 lights out in the third quarter. And now he gets the runt of the litter. Little Nathaniel Hackett, who used to, hold the water while LaFleur called the plays in Green Bay, right? He used to make sure Aaron, your helmet looks great today. Hey, Aaron, I love your hair. Hey, Aaron, you need a ride? You need a ride anyway? Hey, Aaron, you need a donut? You need a coffee? Right? That guy in Green Bay, right? Because that's what he was, and he had the right last name. And,
correct.
You know,
Dick,
nepotism
and
in this league will carry him far, right? Right. Now, Flores, now he gets that guy at the end. You don't think that's the exclamation point? You don't think that defense is going to be ready to be prepared? They've seen derivations of the same offense four straight weeks, from the best to the best of the AFC to the second best in Green Bay, and now he gets this mess after Vance Joseph just laid out another blueprint to knock them out? Dude, I mean, I got GMs telling me they don't think Aaron Rodgers is making it through the season, either because he waves the white flag or physically he just doesn't get there. Like, Tyron Smith is not a great left tackle anymore.
No, no.
Right tackle's now an issue. Like, they can't run the ball. There's no – his play action, there's no play. There's no downfield deep shot play action. He's not pushing the ball downfield. You think he's going to start? Like, if they're 2-3 and then 2-4, you think that's when he starts airing it out and he's getting hit 15 times a game? Good luck.
Let's talk about something that's close to your heart, Jason. J-E-T-S, Jets. All right, let's keep it moving. It's in the huddle. Carl,
what a franchise.
Jason,
and watch. Woody Johnson will go out and try to trade for Devontae Adams. Watch.
Oh, because Aaron Rodgers.
Because that'll fix it, right? Because that's what, like, just watch. That's what they'll do out of desperation. That won't work either. Like, just keep an eye on that one.
I'm surprised that hadn't happened, but you're right. I mean, I know that they tried, or they at least had conversations in the offseason. At least the Raiders admitted that teams came at them trying to get Devontae, and they were like, no, we're out.